From the right, I'm Mark Harr.
And from the left, I'm Pete Harr.
You've crossed the border into Harr Nation. Oh, we are here on the floor of Republican National Convention.
This is a collection of all society's leftovers.
Oh, I tell you what, sometimes when you have a leftover piece of pizza or a leftover piece of meatloaf, it's the best food experience you'll have all week. So if, in that sense, if we're all leftovers here at the Republican National Convention, then warm me up. Throw me in the microwave.
I mean, not to get into semantic distinctions, but I've been to your house and I've never once seen a leftover. You are a hearty eating family.
Now, we will finish a meatloaf all the way down.
You'll never see a crumb. Your daughters will go wild.
They get hungry. They love meatloaf.
Mark, there are so many unbelievable people here at this convention.
Such
a low quality of attendee and speaker.
This is Wednesday now, the week the convention started on Monday, and I tell you what, I have cried multiple times. When Scott Baio got up there on Monday, I shed a tear. He was so eloquent talking about our country, talking about America. He truly was in charge.
I couldn't listen. I have never heard a more inarticulate person.
He was absolutely wonderful, and every member of the Trump family has truly shown what it means to be the first family of the United States.
Even that one daughter that he never talks about, the one he doesn't want to date.
Tiffany Trump?
Tiffany Trump, the secret one.
Tiffany Trump was beautiful. She has a beautiful soul. She has a beautiful heart.
I mean, can I just ask you, what do you think about him and Mike Pence?
Oh, I love
Mike
Pence.
Are two people who clearly don't get along. They look like a potato salad. Donald Trump looks like a red potato. Mike Pence looks exactly like a white potato. And it's the most unappetizing mixture of people I've ever seen.
But Pete, in any good potato salad, you want more than one type of potato.
What?
Right? You want diversity of potatoes in that salad, correct?
All right, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And I don't like getting just a simple salad, but I'm talking about their intellectual diversity. Those are two idiots.
Well, first of all, Mike Pence is not an idiot. He's just ahead of the times.
Ahead of the times in the way that in the year 2015, he signed one of the most discriminatory bills that the country has seen.
I think that what he did in Indiana, of course, you're referring to the fact
religious freedom bill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. where businesses could discriminate against gay people, right?
Yes.
I think that shows that he's an ally of the gays. Because it shows no gay people want to go to Indiana, right? So this just makes it easier for everyone. So he's ahead of the time. He's helping out our gay American friends.
To stay out of Indiana?
Yeah, he's taking that option off the table.
What if they have to live in Indiana?
Who has to live in Indiana?
People who love Notre Dame.
And race car drivers.
Live anywhere else.
They have to live there.
That's right.
Now, this is exciting. I think what's wonderful about the Republican National Convention is that it's truly a mixing ground, a melting pot of ideas. Everyone's coming together and they're sharing some of the best ideas that our country has. You know, the Republicans really have been getting just the best speakers. We mentioned Scott Baio.
Yes, bottom of the barrel, absolute losers.
Well, this is very exciting. We have
Antonio Sabato Jr.
That's right, the best of the Sabatos. And when we come back, we have, for my money, one of the intellectual saviors of conservatism, the founder of the All Lives Matter protests.
Absolutely missing the point of one of the most important movements of our time.
A mental giant. When we come back, All Lives Matter here on Harr Nation. We're reporting live here from the Republican National Convention on the floor. We are day three of the convention. There are 4 days, and there are so many people here with great ideas, great conservative thinkers. So please welcome, he is the founder of the All Lives Matter protests. His name is Tim Pinebluff. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, guys. I know I accepted to be on your show, but I just need to make this clear. Is this a podcast or satellite radio?
So this is a radio program, and our friends at Earwolf actually chop our 12 hours of radio programming down to a little podcast. We do release it as a podcast.
It's not satellite radio?
It's both.
I don't do satellite radio.
We are right now only a podcast. We want to keep you here because I feel like it's a really important conversation we need to have with you.
All right, fine. I'll do the podcast part of this show.
So All Lives Matter. I think this is an important message. We've been seeing protests all around the country in support of Black Lives Matter. And I believe that Black Lives Matter. But what about all the other lives?
Right. All lives matter.
Absolutely.
Well, this is how I came up with it. Like, I start one day, I'm sitting at my home, and I see...
And where do you live?
That's none of your business.
Wow. See, okay. Fair.
That's
this is the kind right. of big government we're talking about. They want to
What
know
was up with that?
I like, know,
what
right?
does that have to do with this story?
He lives in a compound.
It's
on
the
your
government
work?
Asking for information that's not necessary.
It's right, you're painting your a picture. I thought maybe we'd paint it more vividly. But
I'm already in my picture. I'm already inside the house, and you want to widen it out to my address.
Let me just cut right to the chase. I want to know where you live because I believe that maybe your view on society is colored by your position.
Well, I was in a studio efficiency apartment at the time. Does that color anything? But I own 40 studio efficiency apartments.
Wow. You want to just bounce around from studio to studio?
Well, they're not all in the same city, if that's what you thought.
There you go.
I'm not stupid.
That would be...
I only have 4 per city. I'm a professional protester, so mm-hmm. I don't find myself in just one city. I'll find myself in the 20 big cities. So I try to have a place to stay in all of them. So there I was in my apartment. Watching a news network, and I'm not going to tell you which one because I know that's your next question.
You're going to profile him, Pete?
I'm pretty sure I know which one it was.
And they say Black Lives Matter, and I'm thinking, at first I'm like, I'm on board. At the time, I was playing fantasy football, and I had a lot of black guys on my team, so they definitely matter to me.
Yeah.
So I'm on board at first. I'm like, yeah, they do.
Totally.
But then guess what my next thought is? I'm not black.
Oh.
Doesn't my life matter? So maybe it should be black and white people's lives matter.
I see black and white. I like
on,
that.
But hold
a
on
to it, right?
And then I'm looking down at the table, my coffee table, and I see my Chinese food from last night, which I love.
Yeah. So it's
Chinese
black
lives
and white.
Matter.
Chinese
and
lives
Chinese
matter.
Mm-hmm. Lives matter. Mm-hmm. That's 3 types of people right there.
Can I make a point?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, all lives matter, of course.
Thank you.
But
see, I've already convinced somebody.
Bam! But there you go.
Have you or anyone in your family been shot at by the police?
No, but I've never broken a law.
Exactly. See, Pete, no one gets shot at that hasn't broken a law.
What is this guy trying to say? I'm just trying to say all lives matter.
Yeah. I
haven't even gotten to Indian.
So tell me, you said you're a professional protester. Yeah.
I am.
What are the eyes. Kind of things that you
I was
you
just
protest?
In on the ayes and the nays. Did you guys catch that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's been intense. I couldn't believe on Monday when the Colorado delegation walked out.
Right.
I was so excited.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
What? People were paying for ayes and nays. There's a lot of guys right outside the convention back door, kind of like the Home Depot guys. We sit outside. Oh. What? I'm not going to say anything.
No one was... Pete, this is the thing. You're constantly injecting
you
race.
You were about to say something
you were
about
Mexican
to
say
people
something about
or something, and I wasn't going to do that.
No.
I was at this Home Depot, guys.
Yeah. You're the one that's trying to color. What
I'm
house
painting
does
a picture
in?
Of people who stand outside a building waiting for work.
This
and
is unbelievable.
You know exactly what you're doing. This is absolutely galling. You know exactly what kind of people stand outside a Home Depot looking for work.
What
it's not
kind
people who
of
look
people?
Like you.
You tell
it's
me.
Not people
what
who
kind
look
of
like
people?
You. They're usually people who are undocumented and deserve a good job. And because of your conservative policies, they can't get one.
They're supposed to build a home, yet they're standing on the sidewalk.
If they like homes so much, they should have a home
right.
that they live in.
The last time what you're building.
Yeah.
If we drove by a Home Depot, you threw a soda at them and you screamed, get a home.
Yeah, well...
Why'd you give them a soda?
It was empty. My brother would never give up extra sugar.
I need the sugar because I have reverse diabetes.
Self-diagnosed.
It's a real condition, reverse diabetes. All right, all lives matter. So it's been a lot of protests outside Cleveland.
Yeah, I think you see where I'm going with this.
Absolutely.
I eventually made it to every... I'll skip a lot of the races, but...
Because we had black, white, yellow, Indian,
which is also
brown.
Because I was willing just to have a
brown.
Long hashtag, because I wasn't willing to jump on board.
Absolutely.
Then I made it all lives matter. Got pretty famous for that. Then I started thinking, what about lifers in prison? Their life... doesn't matter by definition because we're going to, society's decided to kill them.
So if we put minus lifers in prison, can you put...
I used a parenthetical. Mm-hmm.
But then are there any other lives that don't matter?
Yeah.
People, abortion doctors, I wouldn't put them in there.
Oh, why not?
Because they're the only true murderers.
There seems to be a fissure in your union here.
I don't necessarily agree with that. And that's why people try to paint all conservatives in the same corner. I don't agree with that. I don't think you're really alive until you have an opinion on music. But anyway, all lives matter, except for those on Skid Row. Skid Row, Death Row, a lot of the rows, I guess I'm thinking, if you're on a row, society has pretty much voted, and it's a touchy subject, but if you're on a row, your life by society has been determined. It doesn't matter.
And my feeling, too, with the homeless people, who I respect the homeless people. They've chosen to go live their own life. They don't want a home.
They've been systemically removed from society by structures that do not enable them to participate.
I don't know about that. I think that they have their own society, and they have their own language, and they have fun. There's this one guy at the edge of my block that I would watch. He has like this long beard, and he always talking about getting the band. He goes, "Hey, let's get the band back together."
I am so sick of the hipster beards on all the homeless guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you seen that? It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah, and they're drinking their PBRs and wearing striped shirts.
Yeah.
So you've talked so far about All Lives Matter. What are some of the other causes that you've protested? You're a professional protester?
One of my first protests was against New Coke. And then there was, do you remember the Clear Pepsi?
I don't.
You don't?
No. What was your principal objection to those flavors?
What colors do every politician dress in? They format their entire campaign in forever.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Coke, red, white. Pepsi, red, white, and blue. You don't change it. It's America.
All right. And was that a popular protest? Were you able to get a lot of people to join you?
Do you know about Clear Pepsi? You said you didn't even know about it.
No,
I guess we won.
They demolished it. They completely destroyed it.
Have you had a new Coke lately? No.
No.
Done.
I guess we won.
So how do you see...
Do you remember seasoned curly fries? They tried to introduce those at Burger King.
I thought those were... They have those at Arby's, right? Arby's has great...
they do. And a lot of the seasonings come from other countries, if you think about it. It's an insidious way to change American fries.
I agree with this, because how many truly American seasonings are there? You have pepper. Yeah. Black pepper. If we're saying black pepper lives matter, I'd get behind that.
I get that.
I'd get right behind that, because that's America right there.
Black pepper lives matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not.
You notice how important it is to say black pepper, but you never hear people say white salt.
Yeah.
So you have been
a
Nazi at
one point. I am a professional protester.
Okay.
Not an amateur that just shows up with their stupid opinion.
And what qualifies you as a professional?
That I'm the best. I got rid of Clear Pepsi, for God's sakes.
I don't think you did.
I don't think you did.
It's not around.
You didn't even know about it five minutes ago.
It's not even around anymore.
I think that it's correlation, not causation. I think that it happened, but it was not a direct result of any of your efforts. And I do understand your opinion that you're the best, and I appreciate
it. When's the last time you saw a full solar eclipse?
Never.
You've
never seen one?
I can't believe that. No. You and all your hippie friends have never taken each other's shirts off and gone outside.
That group we organized against blocking the sun. I think it was back in '94. There hasn't been an eclipse since.
There you go. There's never been there. Not since 1994.
Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Think about that, Pete.
I will look it up.
Look it up.
Because
why don't you go look at the sun through one of your Clear Pepsis?
Burn your eyes out. You just got burnt so badly.
I just can't believe that you and your friends would have been able to change the trajectory of planetary movement.
You're right, my friends wouldn't, but fellow professional protesters, we'd got it going, and I don't work with my friends.
It's absolutely true. You got to work with professionals, Pete.
That's right.
Now, and you've heard that the whole thing where if you really think about something, you can move stuff. You know that? You know that scientific principle?
It's not a scientific principle. That seems a little bit...
Right, like after a massacre, if we all pray enough, if we all move our thoughts forward, maybe we can make some change.
And that's why there have been less massacres every year. More people praying.
Once again, objectively.
You know what there's more of, though? Hollywood cynicism about thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Just recently, there was a new Ghostbusters. Now, one of the biggest problems I have
with that
is in 1984, Before that movie started, I remember everyone held hands together and the owner of the AMC came out and said, let's all pray before we watch this movie about ghost busting. And we did. And it was great. And when I went and saw Ghostbusters, the Girl Busters, or whatever it's called, when I went and saw it, one asked me to pray beforehand.
You know it's not called Girl Busters.
I watched something called Girl Busters.
Well, that's a different movie. That's a different movie, and you should put your DVDs away when you house sit for me. Thank you.
I don't know.
You should put your DVD cases away.
I get screeners of films.
One of my sons, I found him in the kitchen watching Girl Busters.
What was it? I didn't get to watch it.
You know exactly what it was.
Well, tell me, describe what was on it.
It is female ejaculation pornography.
See, I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A lot of people believe women squirt and a lot of squirt through orgasm, and a lot of men feel that's just pissing. And I picked a side on that.
I think it's pee.
I find the whole concept offensive of women killing ghosts.
Because ghosts are people.
Well, there's
too?
More ghosts who are men. That's a fact.
That's true. More men have lived and died.
Women live longer. Yes. So therefore, there are more dead men than women. Ergo, more ghosts. And it was basically, I viewed it as a movie about killing men.
That's very interesting, because most of those ghosts were men, except for that very first one.
I haven't seen it because I would never see a movie.
Would you go see a movie about white men killing black men?
No. I would never see a movie.
Well, he just doesn't see film.
I don't like movies.
He doesn't believe in narrative.
I believe that we should entertain one another live. That we should be telling each other stories of our own personal history so that we can grow together.
He has friends over at a bonfire once a week where he tells personal stories.
And we share a communal experience, which is exactly what all this entertainment is doing.
Are you sharing an experience or are you talking about history? Those seem like opposites. It seems like you're living someone else's experience if you're talking about history.
It's true, and you do talk about history
your
a lot.
Own experience.
Well, our communal gathering is a bonfire, and we share the experience of making dinner, and then we talk about history. So I think it's both. I'm choosing both, and I think you can choose both.
No,
you got to pick a side here.
Live life or enjoy history.
Now, so. What do you, Pete, going forward into the future, what would you say to someone that does believe all lives matter? Because I think that Tim's argument is pretty airtight. It's pretty airtight that all lives do matter.
Mm-hmm. Name one life that doesn't matter besides prisoners and homeless.
I can't.
And Home Depot.
I think... I cannot name one life that doesn't matter.
Then I'm right.
No.
Oh, are you against this?
All
I don't get it.
All lives matter is a perfectly defensible concept, but it's missing the point of what Black Lives Matter is protesting.
Okay, what sense? Are they protesting?
The habitual killing of black Americans. It's not a problem for me to walk into the street.
It's not
a problem for me to go driving late at night.
Well, black people shouldn't be walking into the street.
That's dangerous.
This is uncharted
I think that's racist
territory.
And ignorant that you would think that black people would do that.
Why are you saying they should have the right just to mill about in the street?
They should be able to do whatever they want. The last time
there are cars in the street.
That's too dangerous, Pete. You're telling black people to live terrible,
dangerous
lives.
You're telling me that keeping black people inside is your way of protecting them?
No, well, they
I would say on the sidewalk, but all the Home Depot guys are there, so that's not safe either.
The exact same logic that they use post-Reconstruction to put Jim Crow laws into place. I will tell you one thing. Black Lives Matter is very different from All Lives Matter. Very different.
Okay. Can we all admit, I will admit, some lives matter more. Can we admit that?
No.
There's a sliding
scale.
I'll
give you that Black Lives Matter if we, okay. Does a doctor's life matter more or less than a pornographer's
there
life?
There you go. Exact same.
No!
What?
Yes. What are you
He's going to save
exact
people.
Same. Doesn't matter.
The pornographer is going to kill people with AIDS.
He's just going to be spreading AIDS
First
juice
of all,
around everywhere.
AIDS does not come in juice.
Well, what is blood except human juice?
AIDS comes
All right,
come.
This is not time for your... I know you're taking a poetry class, and it's honestly getting a little exhausting.
Can I read this real quick?
No.
What is
you
blood?
You can't.
But human juice.
I know, and you've been pushing that agenda for a long time.
What's a color? Not puce.
Well, that's where it falls apart.
Well, yeah, it falls apart real quickly in the second line.
All right. I would value those the same. A doctor and a
pornographer.
Really?
Exactly.
Well, that's a sick mind.
We have to have
I'll give you another one. The doctor or the serial pedophile.
This isn't someone
who
that
has
just
a family in his basement where the kids never even seen the light of day.
My God.
Now has he been his own weird language because he's never heard other people talk except for his mom, whose tongue has been chopped out by the pedophile.
Yeah, who lives matter?
Whose lives matter? So, more, that pedophile
or the doctor?
Or a doctor.
And that doctor is on his way to the office to cure cancer.
If you can prove to me objectively that the facts of that man are true, that man who's holding the woman and the child in his basement, that those are real facts, then I will concede that his life matters less than the doctor's.
Okay.
But only if you
can
prove
airtight. How about the pornographer created a film that encouraged the perverted thoughts that made that guy a pedophile?
Wow, who's worse?
I would say...
Get off the fence, dude.
He
you
can't, have to choose.
You can't, he can't call someone to do anything. That's free will.
Look, this is...
The pornographer's still as valuable as the doctor.
The asteroid is coming to hit Earth, and you have to invite one more person into the bunker.
The pornographer or the doctor?
The pornographer or the serial pedophile.
Oh.
One of the two. They're both
serial. You're in
out
a bunker of just you and like 100 children. You've been appointed to take care of them.
The mayor has died and
so
you're the last
me.
One. 100 children.
There's different bunkers, but one bunker's just for children.
So I'm in a pod by accident with 100 children.
No. You're like the chaperone. You've
this
been
is like
assigned.
The kids' pod.
Oh, and I'm allowed to choose my other chaperone. I either have a doctor or a pedophile who's going to cut out
a
woman's
tongue.
No,
the doctor's dead. He was hit by a small asteroid that came first. But
what?
This
isn't a choice, then.
It is, between the pornographer and the serial pedophile.
Oh, pornographer.
But the pornographer has been hinting that he wants to make kitty porn. So who's it going to be?
The pornographer, because I will never police anyone's thoughts. I thought the cannibal cop was done dirty, and I don't think I'm the only one. You cannot police people's thoughts, and their intent are different. The pornographer is coming in the bunker with me.
Wow. You've just resigned these children to...
Everyone will be coming in the bunker.
Well...
And, you know, I think that brings us back to All Lives Matter. Because isn't that what everyone really wants?
Yeah. At the end of the day, we should all come together. Didn't Obama say, let's all come together?
Yes. He said that.
And in order to do that, we need to understand the structure.
He was referring to the human orgasm.
And that seems very far-fetched. And it seems like your focus is really pulled by your new poetry habit.
The human orgasm, height of all feeling. Ooh, I had one. Left me a reeling. I have to like not rhyme as much, I think.
It's exceptionally bad.
Tim, thank you for coming. Thank you for fighting the good fight. And good luck out there on the front lines at your next protest.
Yeah, everybody. Just pick a side, I or nay.
I or nay, everyone.
I or nay at the end of the day.
I cannot believe how many apartments you own.
See, that was illuminating. Those are the kind of minds that are here in the Republican Party of 2016. It's an exciting time.
It's stupefying. I'm constantly looking around to see if this is the most elaborate prank of all time. And if it is, it's hilarious.
It is. There's nothing funny about seeing real Americans practicing their freedom.
Well, oh my God.
What? What do you see?
Is that Tiffany Trump?
That does look like Tiffany Trump.
No. I mean, to be quite honest, she looks like almost all the other women here. But.
What are you thinking?
I
Why'd need, you put your collar up?
I don't know. I'm all turned around. Tiffany Trump's eating a giant ice cream. I just need to ask her a question.
You going to go over and talk to Tiffany Trump right now?
That's right. I want to know what it's like to be the secret Trump.
You can go and talk to whoever you want.
She's an idiot.
All right.
And I kind of like it.
Okay, it seems like you're about to go and sexually harass Tiffany
Trump. I've never sexually harassed anyone in my life. I start every conversation with, do I have your consent to speak?
All right, well, go ahead and go get the consent to speak to Tiffany Trump. I'm going to stay here at the Hard Nation booth. All right, bye, Pete. I'm going to open up the phone lines here as Pete goes over to talk to Tiffany. Call 1-800-HARD with 4 D's. Punch those D's, ladies and gentlemen. Punch those D's. All right, looks like we got a call on the line here. Oh, this call is coming from within the convention center? Who would be calling us from inside the convention center?
Mark, who are you going to call?
Oh!
Donald Trump. Ghostbusters! How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, Donald, we tried to eat a person like you were suggesting
Wonderful.
On July 4th.
Tremendous.
And we weren't able to do it because at the end of the day, humans look up at you and you look at them and it's hard to kill someone.
I find it very easy to kill. You're the only... I'm the only real person. Everybody else is a figment of my world.
I like that.
I define the world through my perception. Everyone else is a character in it. And if I need to remove that character from the world, I'm going to do it, Mark.
Wow, that is a strong... You know what?
Let me tell you.
That's why I'm supporting you, because that's a strong statement. Define people as an other. Then push them out of your lives.
I'm a strong guy. I'm a strong guy, Mark. I can't help him.
I am so excited about the convention. Any inside scoops? Any secret things that are going to happen?
Well, we have a movement. And I want to say this. We have a movement.
Ah.
It's a great movement. And it's a solid movement. A very solid movement. And it's pushing out. This movement is pushing out of everybody.
Yeah.
And the tip of it, and we're going to get the whole log of the movement.
Now, sometimes there's pain with movements.
Absolutely.
Sometimes movements can linger too long, and if you sit there too long and there's not movement, things can get a little bit bloody.
Well, you can get bloody, you can get bound up, the movement can become too solid.
Mm-hmm.
And it never reveals itself. But we're going to reveal this movement. And we had a lot of pain. We had a lot of rioting.
Yeah.
We had a lot of violence. We are going to have a love fest. We're going to have a love fest.
Oh!
We're going to have such an incredible love fest. Hey, it's going to be so much love. So much love. And that's what it is. It's love for other like-minded, white-looking people.
Do you see yourself being able to publicly embrace Cruz?
We're going to burn Ted Cruz alive like Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Oh.
Together. We're going to burn Ted Cruz. We're going to char his body.
Oh, that's going to smell good.
I don't want to get hugged by Chris Christie because he's so fat he has an event horizon. And I'll lose 3 or 4 years of my life.
Now, that's Stephen Hawking.
That retarded guy is a fun guy. I don't know what he's talking about, but I know this. I saw a movie. I don't want to be Matthew McConaughey in a bunch of bookcases. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
I don't want to be in a bookcase world, some other netherworld where I'm trying to signal to Melania by pushing on her clit using my psychic powers from an outside dimension. So what we're going to do, and I don't like other dimensions. I like this dimension.
Oh, sorry.
I love this dimension. And I'll tell you, I want to start a new pageant, an incredible new pageant. It's called Miss Multiverse.
Ooh.
Unbelievable pageant. What we're going to do, instead of women competing against each other, we're going to work with NASA and our scientists to rip a hole in space-time, reveal all the infinite parallel realities where this one woman exists, even as a man, because sometimes she's going to exist
Sometimes. That's how parallel universes work.
And we're going to have all of the infinite versions of that one person compete against each other which universe wins, and then we'll destroy all other universes.
Now, that's amazing, and talk about really
that's
making someone the other.
That's part of my platform, Mark.
In this case, you're making someone's self become the other and fight against themselves. That seems like the ultimate goal of someone as strong as you.
That's
to
what
pit
I
a human
best.
Against himself or
I
herself.
I love competition. I think competition is very healthy. And we have all the women in my family compete for me. And all the women.
You know what I just saw? Ghostbusters.
You mean the old lady one?
The old lady Ghostbusters.
Who cares? Ghosts busting in them? I don't understand what it is. It's ghosts having sex with the lady Ghostbusters?
No.
I have had incredible ghost sex.
You've had sex with ghosts?
Of course I have. I have had sex with Lady Diana. Princess Diana.
Oh, you did?
I went to the tunnel. Because,
now,
you know, they definitely killed her. The queen killed her. They all killed her. Because they didn't want an Egypt guy. They didn't want an Egypt guy with the Lady Diana. And he owned Harrods. And I know the guy. He's a wonderful guy. Great guy. Great store. Harrods. One of the best stores.
Huge store.
One of the great stores of the entire world. And I went to the tunnel because I wanted to do my own investigation.
We have a lot of younger listeners, and Princess Diana was being chased by paparazzi through
beautiful,
a tunnel.
Beautiful.
And her husband, what was his name?
Dodi Fayed.
There was a car accident, and they both died tragically.
1997. And you should know your history, young people. And let me tell you something very important. I go there. I'm looking around, and I hear, ooh. And I hear, hello, Donald. It's me, Princess Diana. That's my British accent.
I was going to say, that sounded very Indian to me.
That's me, Princess Diana. And
super
I said,
Indian. And
you know, now that I think about it,
it
did look a lot more like a bald man than it did Princess Diana, but I thought that was just the ghost. Maybe I had sex with the ghost of Tony Fayette.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Donald, are you admitting here on the air that you had a homosexual ghost experience?
I'm a friend of the gays, and I'm a friend of the gay ghosts. It is true that Lady Diana fucked me. I didn't fuck her.
Wait, and also, Dodi Fayed was an attractive man, not bald.
He was bald. He was bald on the spectral plane.
Are you sure it was Dodi Fayed?
He said, I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost. He said, I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost. And he said, who do you want me to be? And I said, excuse me? And he said, I'm a ghost. I'm going to have sex with you. And I said, okay. And I said, you're Lady Diana. And I closed my eyes.
This is in the tunnel.
In the tunnel. And then when I was gone, when I woke up, my wallet was gone. My suit pants had been ripped open. And I thought that someone put red underwear on me, but that wasn't the case. And I left and I said, my investigation's concluded.
Wow. It sounds to me like you had sex with a homeless man.
I think he had sex with me.
That's a good point. A good point. He had sex with you.
I don't care about ladies busting ghosts. I love Dan Aykroyd. I love Chevy Chase. I love Steve Martin.
I don't think Chevy Chase or Steve Martin are in this film.
I love
film.
Martin Short. I love all of them.
These are just comedians from the 80s.
And I think if they're dressed up in wigs playing lady ghosts, that's very funny. But if you have actual women, I don't even understand what women are doing. Why are women even trying to be funny? There's nothing funny about them. They are there to look at, and sometimes they open their mouths, and you got to give them the back of your hand.
Oh, my God, Donald. But Ghostbusters was a seminal film in the 80s, and we all grew up loving it. Don't you think it's appropriate for women to have role models, too, so they can love the Ghostbusters the way we did?
They have incredible role models. Melania, beautiful. Beautiful stain, perfect body, beautiful body. Ivanka, beautiful body, the best body. Maybe even more attractive than Melania.
That's your daughter.
And you have all the Miss USA girls. You have Chrissy Teigen, how incredible. You have all these great women. And what do they want to do? They want to grow up to be some old witch like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, Pocahontas is what I'd like to call her, but
God.
I can't. But Pocahontas, you know, first off, Pocahontas, she's a witch. We should apply Salem rules to her and dunk her in some water and see if she floats. I think that what they should have been is beautiful, just the most beautiful women. The most beautiful women. And then and they do a bikini pageant. And there's no need for ghosts. It should just be an hour and a half bikini pageant. Beautiful.
You're just describing the Miss USA pageant.
That would be an incredible show. The woman who wrote it has an agenda. Katie Dippold has an agenda. This woman has an agenda to get women on screen, and it's not going to happen. She'll be the first person I'm going to lock up when I become president. When Donald Trump becomes president, Katie Dippold's going to be put behind bars.
Wow! What a specific... I never hear politicians call out Hollywood screenwriters.
I took a level 101 with her in 2003.
A level 101 is... What is that?
I went to the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
You did?
Place. Unbelievable place. But, you know, I would go out, and every time I have funny lines, and I'd step up. I'd pre-plan all my lines the night before. And then I would come out, and I would say, Hi, welcome to Mr. Fart's Rape Machine.
Rape Machine.
And she goes, Donald, you're not supposed to write things before. You're supposed to listen to your partner and respond to your partner. So I started making out with the girl, and she kicked me out of the class.
Wow. You said here, welcome to the Rape Machine. So is the Rape Machine some sort of big house that you're in now?
Or is it a machine or next thing? I just thought it was funny. I say things.
You're not painting a picture.
Comedy is about saying funny, crazy things. It's about saying funny, crazy thing.
All right, well,
I gotta go. I have to get my pubic hairs plucked.
I bet they're orange. Pete, get back here. Get back.
What?
What did you talk to Tiffany about?
I don't want to say.
All right, well, you missed it. Her dad called.
What?
You missed talking to Donald Trump.
Well, I could stand to live another day to not have to speak directly to that animal.
All right.
After the way he treated Tiffany.
Well, this has been just such
After the way he treated Tiffany all those years.
Is that what you were talking to Tiffany about?
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about.
You just want to...
And I know exactly what room she's staying in.
That is creepy. Why did you ask her that?
Well, she gave me a hotel room.
Oh, that is... Look, Pete, I can't believe there's only two nights left here at the convention. I'm going to cry so much we have to go home.
I'm also going to cry because the promise of America is empty.
Hey, guys, sorry to come back
Tim,
and interrupt
Tim
you.
Tim Pine Bluff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I'm going to be protesting on some other podcasts, not on Satellite Radio, but some other podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Try Improv for Humans, on also on this Earwolf Network. I'm going to be on that. On this platform called CISO.com, there's a variety show called The UCB Show and a stand-up special called Besser Breaks the Record. So I protest on all those things.
That's all? You've protested on all those things?
Yeah, I don't just do political rallies.
Sometimes you do the, what is that?
Like
the
sometimes
comedy?
A stand-up, you've heard of heckling. That's just another way of protesting.
I do.
So I'm a hired heckler, so... A lot of the hecklers you see on specials or in the clubs are hired. They're not really hecklers.
Really?
They're just there so the stand-up can do a little repartee with us. Well, I'll go in there with a silly-looking shirt, or I'll make my hair look crazy, or I'll put a pillow so I look a little fatter. You know, some, give them a little material. Give them something off.
I actually listen to Improv for Humans. If people that listen to the show know that I take improv at the Wit Theater. I'm through level 3 at the Wit Theater.
You've been asked.
The Washington
to leave.
Improv Theater, yes.
You sit outside the theater and ask to perform for people, and you're not welcome.
No, it's people love it. They can't get enough of it.
You guys are based out of D.C.?
We're based out of D.C., not here in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. I don't include that in our country, the District of Columbia. It's like, pick a side.
You're
either state or you're not.
You're either state or district. Well, next week, we are going to the Democratic National Convention, so everything will be sad.
Everything will be full of promise, and I hate to be reductive about the people that I support, but those are gonna be a lot of adults with backpacks.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.